And the pasuk continues, Shlishi. Vayomer Moshe el Hashem, and Moshe said to Hashem, Re'eh, see, put your eyes and your heart to that what you have told me. Ata omer elai, you said to me, Ha'al esa omazeh, bring up the nation. But you did not let me know who you are sending with me. And this that you said, that you are sending a malach, I don't want that. I want you to come with me. So you didn't say specifically that you were coming with me. And you said, I have made you known with the name of chashivos, a name of importance, a name of dignity. And you also said to me that you found favor in my eyes. If I really did find favor in your eyes, make known to me your ways and let me know what it means to find favor in your eyes. And I should know you. What schar, what reward does one get for finding favor in your eyes? And see that this nation is your nation. So don't tell me that you will give me rewards just given through me and not through Klal Yisrael. This is your nation from the beginning. So give me my reward and show me my schar through these people. So Moshe was saying, I am not happy by the fact that you told me that a malach will go with us. I want you, Hashem, to go with us. Vayomer, and Hashem said, Pona yelechu. My Shechina will go with you, v'ani chosilach, and I shall provide you with rest. So Hashem now agreed that he would go with Klal Yisrael. He took off the gezerah that was stated earlier, Hine malachi hoylech lefonecho. Vayomer elov, and Moshe said to him, Emein ponecho holchin, if you would have not gone with us, al ta'aleinu mizeh, I would have told you not to take us out of here. It is good that you told us that you are going with us, because if not, I would rather remain here. Uvama yivoda efoy, how else will I have known, ki matzosi chen be'inecho, that I found favor in your eyes, ani va'amecha, I and your nation. Haloi belechtecha imanu, it's only through going with us. So, that was the end of the first bakasha. Moshe asked that Hashem should go with us, and Hashem answered that he would go with him. V'neflinu ani v'amcho. And now Moshe is asking a second request. V'neflinu ani v'amcho. And I want you to separate I and your nation, mikol ha'om asher p'nei ha'adamo, from all the nations that are upon the earth. I don't want you to be shorer your shechina, to rest your shechina on any other nation besides for Klal Yisrael. And we will see after Ravi that Hashem will agree to this also. But let us go back first on the Rashi's from Shlishi to Ravi. And Rashi says, Pasuk Yud Beis, Re'ei Ata Oimer Eli, Re'ei, see, Tein Einecho V'Libcho Al Devarecho, place your eyes and your heart on your words. Ata Oimer Eli, you are telling me to lead this nation, but V'Ata Loi Hoidatani, you did not make known to me who you are sending with me. V'Asher Amartali, and this that you said to me, Hine, Onoichi Sholeach Malach, behold, I will send a Malach with you, Ein Zu Hoido, this is not considered an informing. She'ein ani chafetz bo. I do not want a malach. I want you to come with us. It's interesting that Rashi quotes the pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, Hine anoichi shaleach malach, to state that Hashem said that a malach will go with Klal Yisrael. That is not the main pasuk. The pasuk in Mishpatim is saying that in the future you will sin and Hashem will send a malach. The Iker pasuk is over here in Parashas Kisisa, where the pasuk says in Perik Lamed Beis, pasuk Lamed Dalet, Hine malochi yelech lefonecho, behold my malach will go before you. And also in Perik Lamed Gimel, pasuk Beis, it says Vishalachti lefonecho malach. Both of these psukim are the main psukim when Hashem is informing Moshe that a malach will go with him. The pasuk in Mishpatim quoted by Rashi is only telling us what in the future will happen. And it is interesting that Rashi quoted that pasuk and not the psukim over here. And the Mizrahi learns that it was a mistake in Rashi, and it really those psukim should have been the ones that were quoted. And Rashi continues, Va'ato amarto yidaticha v'shem. And you said that I made you known with a name. What does it mean, b'shem? Hikarticha mishar b'nei odom b'shem chashivos. I made you recognizable more than other people with a name of importance. Shari amartali, because you said to me, Hine anoichi bo'olecha ba'ave onon. Behold, I will come to you with a thick cloud. And through this, they will believe you forever. So therefore, you made me recognizable with a name of chashivas. So therefore, I am asking this request from you that you shall go with us and not send a malach. If it is true that I did find favor in your eyes, make known to me your ways. What reward do you give to a person who found favor in your eyes? And I should know through this, midas tagmulcha, the midah of your reward. What does it mean to find favor in your eyes? Upisroin leman emsachein, and the interpretation of leman emsachein means leman akir, in order that I should recognize kamaschar mitziaschein, how much reward one gets for finding favor in your eyes. That's what the pasuk means. Ve'edo'acho, I should know you. In what way should I know you? Leman emsachein beinecho, I should know what it means to find favor and what reward one gets for finding favor. And see that this is your nation. Shaloi Toimar, you shall not tell me. I will make you to a great nation. And I will leave these people. And that will be the reward. The reward will be just through me. See that this is your nation from the beginning, from way back. If you will become disgusted in them, I would not rely on my children that they will remain in existence and they won't sin to you. And the reward, my reward, through this nation, you should let me know. Rabbi Seinu Darshu b'Masechta Brachos, and our Rabbonim Darshan in Masechta Brachos, different drushers, Vani Liyashiv HaMikrois, Aleph Nehem, Val Sidron Bossi. But I came to explain the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk according to the simple Seder and the simple meaning of the Pesukim. Vayomer, and Hashem said, Pona Yelechu. Kitaguma, like Targum says, Lo Yashalach Oid Malach, I will not send the Malach anymore, Ani Ba'atzmi Elech, I myself will go. K'moi, just like the Pasuk says, in Shmuel, Uponai Hochem Bekerev, and your face will go Bekerev amongst us. So here also in Shmuel, we see a lashon of Ponecho Hochem Bekerev, and that is the Pshat over here, Vayomer Ponai Elechu, which means that my Shechina, Hashem Shechina, will go amongst you. What I find a bit difficult to understand is that we see earlier in the Pesukim that Hashem made a gzera that He would not go with Klal Yisrael. It says in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Beis, B'shalachti lefanecha malach, I will send a malach that will go before you, I won't go. And Pasuk Dalet says, Vayishma ha'om, the nation heard that Hashem won't go with them, Vayisabolu, and they mourned that they took off their crowns that they got in Har Sinai. Now, Moshe davened, and he nullified that decree, and Hashem was now going with them. The question is that this all took place in the middle 40 days. In the first 40 days, Moshe got the Luchais. He came down, he saw the Egel on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, he broke the Luchais. He went back up on Yud Ches Tammuz and remained there for 40 days. And all these psukim were taking place in this middle 40 days. So, Hashem told Moshe in the middle 40 days that he would not go with him. And then Moshe davened and nullified that decree. Moshe did not come down from Har Sinai in the interim between the decree of Hashem not to go with Klal Yisrael and Moshe's tefillah that nullified this decree. So when did the Yidden hear that there was such a decree that they mourned and they removed their crowns? Moshe never went down from Har Sinai any time in between those two events. Moshe only came down after it was already nullified. So what does the pasuk mean that they mourned and they removed their crowns? How did they even know that such an event, such a decree, such a gezerah ever took place? And Rashi continues, pasuk tesvav, vayomer elov, and Moshe said to Hashem, bezu ani chafetz, with this I want you to come with us. Ki al yidei malach al ta'aleinu mizeh, because with the malach I would have told you, do not take me out of here. Uvameh yivada eifoye, how else would we have known? Yodea mitzias hachein, to know that I found favor. Hale belechtecha imanu, only through going with us. Va'oy dara ach ani shel mimcha. And now I am making a second request. Shalei tishra shchinascha oid al umas oivde elilim. You shall not be shoyer your shchina. You should not dwell your kedusha on the goyim. V'niflinu, and we should be separated. Ani va'amcha, I and your nation. V'niyah muvdalim b'davar hazeh, we should be separated with this thing. Mikol ha'am, from all nations. K'moy v'hifla Hashem be'miknu Mitzrayim. Just like the Pasuk says, v'hifla, Hashem separated between the cattle of Mitzrayim and the cattle of Klal Yisrael. Here also, v'niflinu means that we should be separated from all nations, and you should not be shari yashchina on other nations.